In the book Home Will Never Be the Same Again, A Guide for Adult Children of Gray Divorce, my next guest and his co-author share their deep understanding gained during the innumerable hours they've spent with, well, women and men in clinical practice, women and men that are adults that say home will never be the same again, I imagine. So let's talk about this guide and this opportunity to get to know your work. Co-author Bruce Fredenberg on the line. Mr. Fredenberg, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for you, along with your co-author, Carol Hughes, both of Dr. Hughes, both of you certainly practicing psychology in your lands. And coming right to our topic where, wow, I don't know if I've actually had many conversations when you talk about the adults that are, experiencing a gray divorce. So set your scene for us, Bruce, if you would.
Well, when older people divorce, we often overlook the impact that this decision has on the couple's adult children. And it causes, in almost every case, a lot of disruption and pain. But it's usually minimized and dismissed by people in our culture. Adult children are treated as if they're only marginal players. And what's really a extremely significant disruption in their family life. And even though they're major stakeholders in their parents' divorce, this is a family that they've known their entire life and it's disintegrating. But there's an unspoken expectation that it won't hurt them because they're grown. People say things to them like, well, you should just feel lucky your parents didn't divorce when you were kids. As if it's just one of those things that you're just going to get over it, just grow up, be grown up, and that's it. Yes. And it's unrealistic to not imagine how much it impacts them.
Yes, just a couple definitions. I know every year in the U.S., over 600,000 people, and then we're looking at age 50 years or older file for divorce. Is this the gray divorce revolution, Bruce?
Yes. I don't remember who dubbed that term here in the United States, but it's not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's happening all over the world. In England, they call it silver splitters. And in Japan, they call it retired husband syndrome.
Goodness.
And between 1990 and 2015, the divorce rate for adults 50 and older has doubled.
Let's talk about, again, your presentation dubbed as a guide for adult children of gray divorce. What happens initially? Imagine you go through almost stages of grief.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because divorce, has a lot of emotions, but one of them is grief and shock. And people will often say that it feels surreal to them.
Hence, what is, the first strategy in learning that, your older parents are going their separate ways?
Well, a lot of times parents just drop it on their kids, or they don't give them much information at all. And that's one of the problems, is because this attitude of, it's just one of those things and, it's no big deal is so prevalent in our culture, even the adult children themselves start to wonder if there's something wrong with them for feeling this way. And so there's just so many things that are going on all at once. They find themselves having to think about, what if one parent needs more help than the other? What if they're a younger adult, maybe in college? One of their concerns is going to be, I'm economically dependent on my parents. Is that going to continue or not? When people are a little older and established in their own families, maybe, or establishing their career, the questions come up for them. What am I going to do if one of my parents needs financial help from me? And then that can cause strain in their own marriage because their spouse may or may not find it such a good idea. So there's not really one thing, and it's not necessarily the traditional steps of grief that we've all come to see, think of those certain steps, because everybody grieves in their own way. And it kind of is a process where you go back and forth between shock, between grief, denial, trying to ignore it, dealing with a parent that's falling apart. All the things that would happen if you just suddenly woke up one day and everything you knew in life was gone.
Yes, I certainly want to get into a bit more from your guide. But Bruce, why are more people divorcing in later life?
Boy, that's a really good question. And what we've been able to glean, because this is not only it's not an underserved population, it's really an unserved population. There's not a lot of research on it. But what we've noticed is people are living longer. And when the two generations who are in this demographic, the Generation Xers and the Boomers, they grew up in a time when divorce was more common, and so it's not the taboo it used to be. And many people get married when they're younger, and then as they go through life, they may discover that they don't really have that much in common, or they haven't really nurtured their relationship. They've concentrated on raising their children, running their careers. And then the kids are gone, they're grown, and then they find that they're not really happy, and people want more out of marriage than they used to. And a big factor is also that women are not as economically or even at all economically dependent on their husband like they were in previous generations. And in this demographic, most of the divorces are initiated by women, and they're looking for happiness, and if they can't find it in the marriage, they're likely to decide they don't want to spend the rest of their life just tolerating each other. So they'll leave.
Talking with Bruce Fredenberg, California licensed marriage and family therapist for more than 30 years, sports certified in clinical hypnosis, co-author, along with Carol Hughes. Their latest book is out, Home Will Never Be the Same Again, A Guide for Adult Children of Gray Divorce. What can then the older parents who are divorcing do to help their adult children cope?
Well, the first thing is to understand that this is happening to them. So it's an education for the older parents to recognize that. And then one of the biggest mistakes that happens, and it should really be avoided, is to not start using their adult children as their confidant and help them avoid having to take sides. You may have seen families or known people going through a divorce, and there's generally a lot of pressure to take up sides. Each parent's family of origin is likely to support their own relative. And then they'll encourage the adult children to join in conversations in which somebody is bashing their other parent. So that's really the biggest thing that the adult parents can do, is to not allow other people in the family to drag their kids into choosing up sides, and not to fall into that trap themselves. So if they need somebody to talk to, if they need a confidant, instead of turning your child into your confidant, they should talk to a friend or clergy or a professional counselor of some kind.
And I mentioned a board-certified expert yourself in clinical hypnosis. Where do you use that in your treatments these days?
Generally when I'm doing stress management with people,
yeah,
or helping people deal with trauma, it's... A lot of people have misconceptions about hypnosis. It's really a natural state that we go into many times during the day. You've probably had this experience where you've been driving your car on a familiar road,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're at your exit on the freeway, and you're over in the left lane instead of the right lane, and you couldn't explain who's been driving the car for the last 5 minutes. But clearly you were paying attention, or you would have run into a truck. So it's almost like being on automatic pilot or in a deep state of meditation or even deep prayer. And when people go into those states, all of the biochemicals that our body turns on when we're in a state of anger or fear, those chemicals are still going out, but part of the brain's receptors stop absorbing it as much. The receptors can get blocked. And when people can get into those deeper states of relaxation, their body can just process out those fight or flight chemicals, and it can really change the mood.
Whole another interview there. Home Will Never Be the Same Again, A Guide for Adult Children of Gray Divorce. Bruce, how do we find out more information?
Well, the book is on Amazon, or if you just were to go up and Google Home Will Never Be the Same, it comes up right away on a number of sites that sell books.
Thanks for the work between you, Bruce Fredenberg, and Carol Hughes. Take care.